And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
What's the chances that you will catch back-to-back home run balls in the same game? Slim and none. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Caleb Lloyd, a college student, probably broke some kind of record Monday night when he caught back-to-back home run balls hit by the Cincinnati Reds into the left field stands. Since no one keeps such nebulous factoids, Lloyd's lucky feat may be a first. He caught the first career homer hit by Reds pitcher Mike Leake, and four pitches later, the tater launched by Red shortstop Zach Cozart bounded into Lloyd's lap. Wonder what the Lloyds of London odds would be on that happening. By the way, the Reds hit a third straight homer in the fourth inning, but Caleb didn't catch that one. Bad hands. All this leads to my story of catching a foul ball off the bat of Albert Pujols in the first game of the 2004 World Series at Fenway Park. Here was the scenario. Cold October night in Boston, so I'm bundled up with a heavy coat and leather gloves. I buy a ticket from a scalper that happens to be two rows above one of the entry portals. Just before the game starts, a woman arrives who is sitting directly in front of me. She was all of 4'8". After she sat down, I never saw her again. Meanwhile, I struck up a conversation with the woman next to me who had sold her extra ticket to the scalper who sold it to me. She was a radio ad exec from San Diego, which becomes important to this story if you'll just wait a second. In the top of the fourth, Albert Pujols comes to bat for the Cardinals. The Red Sox are already ahead in the game, so we're all feeling good. All of a sudden, there is a baseball careening exactly at me, at my chest to be more precise. I simply raise my two leather gloves and thwack! The ball hit them like it was an ICBM. The ball flew right over the head of the little woman in front of me and now sits safely somewhere in my house, locked up with an alarm system protecting it. After the Sox won, my brother met me at the train station and said, "Great game, huh?" I said, "Sure was," and I caught a foul ball. "You did not," he said. "Did so," I said, pulling the ball from my pocket that clearly had the 2004 World Series logo written on it. He still wasn't buying it, accusing me of buying it in the World Series gift shop. So when we got home, I handed him the card of my new San Diego friend with her cell phone number. He called her, and she confirmed that the spheroid missile indeed whizzed right by her head into my leather gloves. That's my baseball story, and you know I'm sticking to it. This is Art Chansky. See ya.